you recognize that tune? Well, it's a famous piece of music called Orpheus in the Underworld, and it was written 150 years ago. And who better to tell us more about it than David Price, who's written a book about it?
It's very difficult to actually identify when it started. It sort of emerged, really, in around 1830. From what I can ascertain, it seemed to be the men who did it first. They sort of introduced a lot more athleticism, high kicks, generally prancing about and having a good time.
And soon women decided that they wanted to join in too.
I guess the petticoats are the most important thing. They're vintage, very, very vibrant, very full, and we do lots of petticoat work, lots of frou-frou, as you can hear that. And we have bespoke corsets and jewellery. And we all have boots, obviously, and with red ribbon laces.
Mandy explains how she trains other girls to do those high kicks.
We use balloons. We start off with somebody holding a balloon and somebody else kicking, and we raise and raise and raise and raise, and then we give the girls homework to tie a balloon in a doorway and kick and kick and kick until they can remove the balloon.
And if you thought the kicks were difficult, take a listen to this.
You have to make sure you're extremely warm and well-trained. And once you reach that edge, as long as you're warmed up, it's not difficult. And there's a psychological part to it. People are quite frightened. Even when you can do the splits to run and launch yourself and jump into them, it is quite a psychological leap from just gently going down into the splits. So it is quite hard.